This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're taking more calls this segment than next, and then Dr. Nick Baggage, one of the top experts on globalist shadow government, secret technologies, is taking over. His dad was a congressman, plane taken down. His brother, U.S. Senator, he's one of the smartest guys out there. He's taking over. And Rufio Panman, who's gone out and faced Antifa all over the country, you're like, okay, great, he knocked out a few guys trying to kill him, big deal. Well, where are you? And I know most guys aren't like that, but I'm just saying, history is happening now. And they're trying to intimidate everybody. And so it's true. People ask me to go to these events. I'm like, well, I'm doing big stuff and digital stuff, and it'll be a big circus, and they'll call out SWAT teams and 1,000 Antifa show. But I got to kind of realize I got to show up. So I will be showing up at some of these events soon, maybe in Portland, wherever. They've all asked me to do it. I know I'm walking into a death trap, but it has to be done, because we can't sit here and celebrate what Rufio's doing if we don't do it as well. Now, Rufio, I want to take some phone calls in this segment and the next, but I wanted to ask you if there was any other little tidbits you wanted to add.
I was going to ask you if you'd be willing to do a Proud Boy First Degree.
What's a Proud Boy First Degree? I mean, I have Gavin McGinnis on, I follow, but what's a Proud Boy First Degree?
You just state that you're a Western chauvinist and you just apologize for creating the modern world.
I am a Western chauvinist, and I do not apologize for creating the Western world.
For real. That's all, man. That's all I wanted to ask.
But the Renaissance is a hope for all of humanity. The Renaissance launched abolition. It launched women's rights. And it's not like I agree with you, but they misrepresent what that means. It means we were the best ideas of humanity. Christianity mixed with the Renaissance, other ideas that said, let's empower everybody. So why do we sit back and told we're the racist when we tried to free the whole world? That I agree with that ethos.
I think it's, you know, it's their go-to. They don't have anything else to hold against us. We're great people. Some of the biggest hearts I've ever met out in this patriot movement, you know, the most welcoming, loving people would do anything for you. Obviously there's not really anything else you can call them other than racist, but that doesn't stick. So I don't really know, you know, what their intentions are, why they're staying so hard with that narrative, but, you know.
Well, I'll come out to Portland, but I'd love to share the spotlight. We should have Gavin come out there with me. And I guess we'll have a big rally in Portland in a couple months. I think I got one come up in August real early, but we should have a big event, build it up, and I'll be there.
Sounds good, yeah.
Because I can go to all the universities and have circuses and get in the news. I just have realized, like, and I go with a gut level instinct, you know, thing, subconscious analysis, supercomputer stuff. And so I haven't figured it was right. I haven't done it. But I think with Portland and what I've seen and everything, I think it's the place right in the lion's den to show up and have a big event. I think you're right.
Yeah, Portland is by far the biggest Antifa, far left, crazy den of, I don't know, just darkness.
What do you think they do when they attack people and get their ass kicked every time? So don't they get they're the losers?
I would hope so, but they think of themselves as kind of like the Star Wars, rebels, the resistance. You know, they're justified. Even if they lose, it's just to prepare for the next battle for them.
So they can punch a baby in the face and, like, spray some capitalist. Exactly. They have no rules. They realize they're total cowards.
Right. Well, they're the real, I mean, they call us Nazis, but they're the real Nazis, like the brown shirts. So when they're hitting people, babies and stuff, it's all justified because, you know, all we represent is evil to them.
And so, well, I'll be honest. I'm not the toughest guy around, but if I see somebody punch a baby, I mean, I can't help it. It's not going to go well. So,
yeah.
But like you said, it happened before. That's what they do. We'll be back with the final segment with our guests. Take a few more calls. On the other side of this quick break, NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, with Dr. Nick Baggage just taking over. But can you imagine being a grown man who would attack a woman? I mean, that's a liberal, though. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, the foretold battle is now here. We're taking your phone calls for one more segment. Dr. Nick Baggage is taking over. We have joining us Rufio Panman, at Rufio Panman PB. On Facebook, Instagram, Rufio underscore Panman. The point is, the Antifa Slayer. I've seen a lot of boxing footage. This is right up there with Muhammad Ali. And it's just great stuff, like the wind up and then shoving him so his head slams in the ground. So he's trying to kill you with a baton. He's like, I don't celebrate violence until you attack me. Then I'm all, because I'm not offensive. I'm defensive. So don't want to beat somebody up for no reason. No, but you try to kill me, then I really want to hurt you. And there's a lot of other footage as they run down the street. I want to take some few phone calls. But, Rufio, describe the atmosphere where the police, because it happened earlier, herd everyone in together to have a big fight. And then what Antifa did, because we can't play all the footage. There's hours of it. Once you, like, broke that guy's jaw.
Right when Antifa started throwing explosives, it seemed like that was when the cops kind of dispersed. They just kind of stood on the sidelines. You can't even really see them in most of the videos. They're kind of off on the side, but so that just left us to go and fight them as they charged us, and we charged back. After I knocked out that guy, which I didn't even really fully realize until later when I saw the video, you can see that they start to disperse and run back to their side as we started to, you know, take out one by one, because you can't really see to the other side of the video that my guys are going to town on some of the other people that were attacking us.
Well, I've seen the videos. It's amazing. And there's the melee of them. Was this before or after they, like, were marching them down the street and led you guys together?
That clip was at the tail end of the march. This was, like, right after they revoked our permit, which they should not have done. And we're really upset about that. And told us to get on the sidewalk, and they were going to protect us, basically. So after that punch, about 5 minutes later, we marched back to the rally point at the park where DHS was, the Department of Homeland Security, which they did actually a pretty good job.
Sure. So, but imagine the cowardice that you knock out one of their people, then they all run. Like, in a real fight, like, you knock our league out, we attack you. Well, what is the psychology of you knock one out, they all run? I mean, this is like the one guy willing to fight?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the opposite mentality of us. You know, if they took out one of our guys, we'd all charge in. So that's what it's kind of funny to watch. But
exactly. Their instincts are the opposite of ours. What is yeah. that?
Well, it's, you know, they don't know what they're not fighting for something they love. They're angry. They're fighting with anger, and that can quickly turn to fear. And so that's when you're fighting somebody who loves their country and is fighting for their country and their people, that anger is going to quickly turn to fear.
Exactly. But if you're fighting for love, you can't be beaten.
Right. Exactly.
Long term. I will take a few phone calls here, but that's really deep what you said. Who's up next here? Let's talk to Aaron in Michigan. Aaron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. We're starting to turn the tide here. I'm doing really good.
I support you financially as much as I can.
Thank you, brother.
But I feel like you were talking to me earlier when you said that we need to get off the wall and start to do more, because I stay trained for when that moment comes. But what else more could we do as a patriot of this great country?
I ask that question because I need to be innovated. I don't know. Rufio Panman, you're on the front lines. You're taking action. What should we do?
Well, at the very least, you know, get involved with other like-minded men. It's, you know, we were all individuals at some point, but the strength comes when we can get together. And it's really easy these days that we let the technology that we have to be able to network with each other. I mean, Proud Boys is
exactly the globalist fear men. Why? Because men are ready to fight.
Yeah. And, you know, just even if you come out to I encourage anybody to come out to rally, even if you can't come on a regular basis, just to see firsthand, you know, what it is that we're facing, because that you should, you know, when you see that, you're going to envision what your children are going to be seeing if you don't do anything.
You know, I see this. God always gives us a reprieve. And if we don't beat this now, can you imagine in 20 years what it's going to be like?
Yeah, exactly.
God almighty. I mean, men that will beat up women and children. I mean, these aren't men. These are, God, you look at these Antifa people. They are just... The crazy thing is, none of them would fight you over 1,000 Antifa. They sent, in the old days, like El Cid's a movie, but it's based on true story, they would send their champion to fight your champion instead of having a whole war. That makes sense. They send their champion out. He's a big guy. You break his jaw in the first deal, then they all cave in. That shouldn't they get like, wow, we're really wimps. Everywhere we go, we get destroyed. Can't they just realize that they're in a cult of weakness?
I wish that it would. I think they find strength in numbers, and they try to intimidate people in numbers. That, you know, they'll take over a city, and with the cops standing down, you know, in a lot of cases, they'll win when it's a situation where people are outnumbered. They, you know, just your average citizen isn't going to want to stand up against, you know, 100+ Antifa dressed in all black with masks and weapons. It's just. And it's being encouraged in a lot of these cities. So there's not really much, you know, the average person can do. So it takes, you know, men standing up and showing up to these things and standing against these people.
It takes men. Andrew in Washington. Andrew, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I just want to say it does take great courage, man. I went to the Mariners game on the 4th, and I was wearing my Donald Trump 2020 InfoWars T-shirt. But I want to say, I think the tide is turning, because I went there fully expecting a fight. I had my youngest son there with me, and he was legitimately scared. But I got nothing but high fives and hugs, and everybody just wanted to take pictures, and it was crazy.
Well, that's the paradox. No, I agree. I'll walk down the street in a Trump shirt, or just who I am, and 30, 40 people, black, white, Hispanic, love me. But then, like, when you least expect it, somebody like comes over and attacks you. And that's the great thing, though. They think the bullying is dominating us like we're them, because they would be peer pressure. So that's a great point. Let me ask our guest here, Rufio Panman, who knocked out the main commie leader at the Antifa. Where do they not get that paradox that they think we're like them, caring about what people say? They have no inner compass.
I don't know. It's really hard to understand their thinking. It's really hard to explain to people, you know, their mentality and their hope. And so I'm still trying to figure it out. But
no, it's hard to describe cowardice of that level.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I mean,
like attacking women and children, it's really hard to get to that level.
Yeah, the mainstream media is portraying that, you know, if you're a Trump supporter, that. That you're few and far between. And so, like that guy was saying, you're going out in the public expecting people to hate you, when really a lot of people, you know, are in favor of what's going on, being patriotism or being patriot, and, you know, standing up for what's right. But they're just afraid because the mainstream media is always pushing this narrative that, you know, we're evil.
I agree. So, Andrew, what was it like? I mean, how many positive contacts versus negative?
Honestly, I would say I didn't even see any dirty looks. I was getting high fives. My son was amazed. He was like, wow, Dad, you're right. You're right. Everybody does love Trump. And I was like, this is downtown Seattle. I was
so you passed through the mental intimidation. You went to a public venue with your son, taking your guts with you. Everything exact. Your children to battle, and you won, which shows the example. I want to salute you, Andrew. I want to salute Rufio Panman, all he's doing. I want to thank you all. Dr. Nick Baggage is taking over. But, hey, come to Austin the next few weeks, my friend. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, red blood is still red, ladies and gentlemen. And we are winning. And human destiny is there. So I want to salute our guests, our producers, our crew, everybody. Taking over is Dr. Nick Baggage in 4 minutes. Infowars.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to InfoWars.com, and I'm Dr. Nick Begich, standing in today for this last hour. And I want to talk about another contrarian view of the world. I really appreciate the last segment. I'm probably going to violate all of the political correctness issues today, because I want to talk about climate change from a very different perspective than what we're all hearing in the mass media. And in fact, I went back and I reviewed a video I had produced now 14 years ago before the segment today, and actually I wouldn't change a thing. What I said then, I'm going to repeat again a little bit today with some of the newer overlays in terms of what is happening. But I'm not holding man responsible. In fact, the biggest influence on climate change today, and I want to say this really loudly, is Mother Nature. It's not us. In fact, greenhouse gases, when you look at greenhouse gases in the environment, 97% of these are created naturally by natural processes. According to BBC, 3% or less, some estimates as low as 1%, are created by man. If we wiped out every single source of pollutants being blamed for ozone depletion, as an example, it would make 1% difference. You wouldn't even notice the difference, because the natural cycle is moving faster than man could ever hope to keep up. So I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to talk about sort of integrating some of the thoughts on this over this remaining segment today, because I really believe that the political correctness approach in science fundamentally is wrong. It goes back even to the Age of Enlightenment over 500 years ago, where if you weren't politically correct in those days, they burned you at the stake. And I can tell you, it really hasn't changed much at all. In fact, up on the screen now, we're talking about Arctic sea loss, ice loss. In the north, this is 40% of the glaciers in my lifetime have disappeared from Alaska. 40% of the Arctic has disappeared in 40 years. Now, one of the often cited statistics about global warming is the oceans are going to rise 3 feet in 100 years. Now, that's a lot of distance, right? 3 feet, I mean, that's a pretty good amount for ocean people on the coast. That would make a huge difference. But historically, I want to go back in time 12,000 years, back to the last ice age, where I'm sitting right now in Anchorage, Alaska, there was 4,000 feet of ice on top of me, right here in this very spot, 12,000 years ago, a flash. In fact, if you look up ice age and ocean depths, by the leading scientists in the world, they're going to say that the oceans, because all that ice was taken up, were 350 feet lower. You know what that figures out to? 2.91 feet per 100 years. Just about 3 feet. Just kind of what they're predicting for the next 100 years. But I guarantee you there weren't any automobiles driving around 12,000 years ago when all this started. This is, in fact, the natural cycle. Here in Alaska, going back, not very far back historically, go back only 4,000 years, about the time the Egyptians were doing things in Egypt that we all read about today. You know, that's the kind of the dawning of a modern culture 4,000 years ago. And, you know, the last mastodons were disappearing from an island off the coast of Alaska only 4,000 years ago. 12,000 years ago, we had saber-toothed tigers, we had horses, we had mastodons, we had a lot of animals that are extinct now. And we didn't do it. It was nature. Nature, just 12,000 years ago, everything changed. Now, there are those that are saying that man overhunted mastodon, you know, took our spears and we just wiped them right out. I'm sorry. I kind of don't buy that. If you look, again, the big changes that happened, it almost like there was this quick freeze that happened because in the Soviet Arctic, the old Russian Arctic today, they have dug up frozen mastodon that were like flash frozen with food in their mouth, this kind of thing, where we were able to look at those creatures and go, what happened so rapidly 12,000 years ago? Well, there's a number of things that were going on. When you go back 12,000 years ago, the pole was just shifting to its present location, the magnetic pole. In fact, the pole was centered at the bottom of Hudson Bay in Canada. Now, if you were to look at a map of Hudson Bay and think about the pole being there and the Arctic ice kind of moving out from that area and covering the planet, you would have glaciers ending somewhere in Iowa, even as far south as Missouri. And guess what? 12,000 years ago, that's exactly what we had. If you go back 50,000 years ago, the pole was off the coast of Norway in terms of magnetic pole. And if you think about the ice mass there 50,000 years ago, wow, that would make Alaska a lot warmer than it is today, at least in certain portions. And, you know, 50,000 years ago, we had lions in Alaska. Can you believe it? Lions. Now, up on the screen, for those that are able to see the visual, you've got Hudson Bay in Canada. If you were to stretch out from there, you get a perspective on the country. But, again, when you look at the ice footprint, so to speak, and what else could be accelerating its melting, you know, back in 2004, they discovered venting, volcanic venting in the Arctic. And they attribute this now. Oh, well, this is melting the ice from underneath. Of course it is, at a pretty rapid rate. In fact, if you look at the rate of melt, this really begins to account for a great deal of the thinning of the ice sheet. More recently, we've heard the most recent reports coming out of the Antarctic, going far to the south, the southern pole. They discovered and have charted 121 new volcanoes under the western side of the Arctic, where the ice sheet is melting the most rapidly. Some of these are actually discharging heat under that ice. And let me tell you, that heat has nowhere to go until it's neutralized, which means it is eliminating ice at an incredible rate. One serious volcanic eruption of any consequence in the Antarctic would accelerate that melt dramatically. You know, when you think about these other factors contributing to global warming and the changes that we're witnessing and what those changes then breed, we're going to get more into as the program continues. You're listening to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich standing in this last hour where our Arctic is sounding the alarm. And we'll be back shortly after this show.
Scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And you're listening to InfoWars.com, and this is Dr. Nick Begich in this fourth hour, standing in today and talking about climate change and the political correctness of that is not going to be for us today. I really want to deal with more of the facts and less of the hype that we hear from so much of the environmental community, the mainstream media. You know, the idea that science sometimes has to follow
a political line is really abandoning the basic essence of it, from my perspective. And part of that is driven actually by the division within the sciences. You know, so many are now separated rather than combined. You know, when you think of earth sciences as an example, sort of the combined of what's going on under the earth, above the earth, the atmospheric aspects, as well as that which is on terra firma, on the ground. And this is, again, part of what's missing in the equation is this integration of science. And right now, the volcanologists are looking at the Antarctic, as we were talking about just before the break, in terms of volcanics and venting and what's that's doing to the western Antarctic as it's melting and accelerating. And I mentioned also in the last segment that the ocean heights have actually increased, according to all the mainstream science reports, 350 feet in 12,000 years. Now I want to bring a couple of other things into this frame. That means that 12,000 years ago, most cultures, most civilizations are along the coast, where there's food and seafood and all the things that humans need, as well as temperate climates. Most of the existing cultures of 12,000 years ago are buried, if there were any at all, under 12,000 years of rising sea heights, now 350 feet deeper than it was. That averages 3 feet approximately, a little less than 3 feet, every 100 years. Now, granted, there were periods where it happened really rapidly and periods where it was relatively slow. But overall, again, averages over 12,000 years fit the standard model that the alarmists, the environmental alarmists, are saying, 3 feet in 100 years, oh no, the sky is falling. That's the average that nature has produced over the last 12,000 years. There's nothing new here, nothing new under the sun except the propaganda. And under the sun, that's another misnomer. You know, when you think about ozone depletion, one of the things that they never factor into the equation is every time that a rocket launches through that layer, it deposits particulate material right there where there's an ozone hole created at that moment. When we launched Skylab, when we first observed this back in the 1970s, and they went, oh, no problem. It quickly refilled. Sure, it refilled. The Earth moves, things happen, you know, and it goes away. The hole goes away. But the fact is there's been thousands and thousands of launches since that time, adding to a certainly ozone depletion. But let's talk about greenhouse gases. You know, one of the most powerful greenhouse gases is methane. And methane is being released now by the tons, literal hundreds, thousands of tons of methane gas are released every year by the melting of permafrost, which is a natural occurrence of global warming. Permafrost holds vegetative matter hundreds of feet thick in some cases. It never fully decomposed. And some of it has created methane hydrates, where the methane is partially decomposed plants, and then it's formed into crystals that as temperatures go up, this is released, a tremendous amount is released. The bottom of the oceans and the Arctic seas are trillions and trillions of cubic feet of methane in crystalline form. As temperatures rise, these gases are released into the environment and are 20 times more potent than the supposed greenhouse gases that man is contributing. And again, I'll point out, man, according to BBC, only contributes 1 to 3% of those greenhouse gases, and the rest are natural. So, again, look at another factor, and we can think about the El Niños and El Niñas of the South Pacific. And if you remember the images on screen, they're always a plume where the heat starts and then it spreads out across the sea and creates these huge impacts to the climate. Well, I won't disagree they create those huge impacts to climate, but I will disagree with the source. I believe the source is not human beings and greenhouse gases as such, but something quite different, undersea volcanics. And let me explain why. When the sunlight hits the surface of the ocean, 97% plus of the energy is reflected away. It doesn't get absorbed into the sea. that little bit, that less than 3% that gets absorbed as heat, stays at the surface because heat rises. If you put your body in the ocean just a couple feet down, you notice how quickly the temperatures drop because, simple rule of physics, heat rises and stays at the surface. It does not start at the base and appear as a plume. That's not how it works, unless it's a volcano venting under the sea. Then it looks just like a plume, because instead of just 3% of the energy being absorbed, 100% of that heat is absorbed in the ocean, and as it spreads with the currents, it spreads out and drifts across and looks just like a plume, just exactly like those satellite thermal images show. And most of these undersea volcanoes are not monitored. Over 600 were charted just in the South Pacific. Let me say that again. 600 undersea volcanoes in the South Pacific alone, and at any given time, a number of those are venting. And there's nobody monitoring it at all. And certainly they're not talking about it as a contributing factor to climate change, and I believe it is one of the single biggest contributing factors. The other is the solar cycle itself, the sun. You know, the sun, if you were actually look at the solar cycle and the temperature gradient of the planet over the last 100 years, in fact now 120 years, because we've charted this and we've kept track of this historically. And what you see is a direct relationship. The charts go right together all the way through. And in fact, when you hit the beginning of World War II, and when you think about the beginning of World War II, the carbon footprint on the planet from man, I mean, we got the whole industrial revolution going on 50 years before, and then we had this explosion, literally, by the war effort, of a huge, huge amount of growth. And you know that we added more particulate material to the atmosphere during that next 50 years than we ever did. And yet, if you look at the temperature gradient on the planet from approximately 1941 until the early 1980s, a 40-year stretch, you saw the temperatures declining and pollutants increasing. They diverged. They weren't together at all. The carbon footprint didn't line up with global temperatures at all. But the solar cycle did absolutely. There was before it became politically incorrect to talk about other causes for climate change, BBC did this excellent special where they charted it, and it's a direct correlation to solar activity affecting the temperatures on the planet. When you look at that activity over this long period of time, it becomes clear, again, that it is not human being. If you look at the added energy that comes into the Earth and that is converted to mass within the Earth, because that's a basic equation, right? E equals mc squared. That energy comes in, certain amount of energy leaves the planet, the rest is absorbed. It gets into the Earth and it begins to trigger lots of events that have nothing to do with human beings. In my lifetime, in 40 years, I've watched ice disappear from my state. I've watched the thing change all over the world. And this is natural. This is not man-made. You're listening to InfoWars.com. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and we'll be right back after these short messages.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again,
Call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And welcome back to InfoWars with Alex Jones. And this is Dr. Nick Beckett standing in for this last hour on a Friday. It's July 6, 2018. And I always forget to mention my website. I want to mention it now. Please check us out at EarthPulse, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, EarthPulse.com. And you can link up to some of the things that we've been doing lately, some of the lectures I've got coming up. One in August in L.A. and later in October in the Denver area. But check us out at EarthPulse.com. I am really privileged to be here and appearing more regularly on InfoWars with Alex. I'm going to be back again on the 20th of July and then most of the Fridays through August. It's an opportunity to really talk about science in a different way and some of the issues that are plaguing us. For those that that don't know me, I come from a very political background here in my region of the state. I'm one of the more conservative members of my family, although we cover it all, Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, and Independents. And it makes for an interesting dynamic. My dad was a United States Congressman, my brother a U.S. Senator, my other brother is a state senator, my mom was a National Committee Woman a couple of times, and I was an activist both in the Alaska Independence Party and was a keynote this last year with the Libertarians here in Alaska Third Convention. So a lot of different politics. But today we've been talking about climate change from a very different perspective, quite contrary. And I know some of my liberal friends are going to be really angry at me because they bought the Kool-Aid, so to speak. You know, the thing about just before the break, we were talking about solar activity being the biggest contributor. And I mentioned again, BBC actually tracked this and shows a direct correlation between solar activity and of course, the climate change and global warming. You can go back historically. You know, back in several hundred years ago, there was a time where we had a mini ice age, you know, where there was a point where things stayed frozen. I mean, you could walk across the Hudson River at New York and ice skate on it, you know, during those years. Climate does go through cycles, and largely by the fact of nature, not man. Again, the kind of things that are happening right now, the Aleutian Chain out off of the coast of Alaska is another place where back in the early in the 1990s, we had a period where for one summer, maybe two summers, the ocean temperatures in the Gulf of Alaska, south of me, south from Anchorage, went up 15 degrees. In 1 year. Now, what in the heck could cause a 15-degree temperature change? They couldn't figure it out because they're all looking at the surface. They're all looking at the sun. They're all looking at human beings. What they weren't looking at is the Aleutian Trench, which is this volcanic part of the Ring of Fire surrounding the Pacific Ocean in the North Pacific. At any given time, on the Aleutian Chain, basically just hundreds of miles from the coast of Japan and stretching all the way back to North America, is a chain of volcanoes. At any given time, three or four of them are going off on the surface, and a lot is going on underneath where heat is being released, and 100% all of that heat energy is absorbed into ocean and moved. Now, those ocean temperatures have a huge effect on what's going on the surface of the Earth, because the way in which the ocean currents move affects jet streams and other systems in terms of how the atmosphere dissipates its heat and how it dissipates its moisture. And when you see these kinds of changes, big swings occur where areas that were cold become warm, areas that were warm become cooler because of a general disruption in the jet streams and normal flows that we're used to in terms of climate. If you look in the Caribbean area, there's undersea volcanics there. Now, we all know that as the oceans heat up in that region, we get more severe hurricanes. So ocean temperatures matter, not just from what's going on the surface, but what's going on at depth. If you look at the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, which is this fault system that is going right through the middle of the Atlantic and all along it, are volcanic, starting in Iceland and going all the way down into the Canary Islands, which are volcanic islands. And always there's a certain amount of magma that's being released, and this is well documented throughout the record. And this adds and alters the heat within the oceans because it changes from time to time. There's periods where there's lots of activity, like we're seeing in Hawaii right now, where you have volcanic activity that's happening and wiping out some homes and taking out a chunk of that island, because that island is over a hot spot that has moved over time. It used to be Maui, the next one over, and then Oahu and then others. All those volcanics are extinct because the hot spot has moved, and now it's the main island of Hawaii. But at any given time, a tremendous amount of heat energy is released in the oceans, and at various times, it goes up and down and can be directly related to the temperature within the oceans. They say man's contribution could raise the ocean temperatures maybe 1 degree in 100 years. Well, that's because we don't affect it we only affect the surface, because as soon as you drop down even a couple feet in any body of water, a lake, the ocean, you notice quickly how quickly everything cools. So these natural cycles, these natural events are what are contributing to climate change today. And what's missing is, here's everybody fighting over the cause, and I think this is a foolish fight to have. The real recognition is, it is change. It's not going to reverse. It is nature, which means we need a more comprehensive national policy in our security interest to look at food, water, production, as the agricultural footprint starts to move north. Canada is going to become one of the best agricultural belts in the world. As you see these changes occurring, this is where the big changes in terms of our economy can be greatly affected. You know, we produce a lot of food for the rest of the world in the United States, and as our food production footprint changes, so does our ability to supply the world with its food. And again, when we think about climate change as an impact, we need to acknowledge that this is happening. Forget the cause for a moment, and let's begin to look at our food, our water, our infrastructure, our coastal areas. In Alaska, 60 coastal communities are eroding. You never hear about it because nobody hardly at all lives there. You know, we have some communities where the elders remember lakes in front of their homes and a couple mile walk to the coast. The coast is lapping at their door today. And it's not because of what man did. It's because of what nature is doing. And this is going to continue and accelerate over the next several decades. I went back before the segment today and looked at what I recorded 14 years ago. You can hear it today. Nothing's changed. It's the same positions I had then, and the facts bear it out even more today than they did then. But the climate, political climate of not being able to tell the truth, to not be able to talk about the real causes of climate change, it suppressed science in way too many ways. And a lawsuit just thrown out of the courts where the environmental community is suing the major oil companies for changing the climates of the planet. This is ridiculous. And this is, again, the latest and greatest way for the environmental community to raise money to solve a problem that doesn't even exist as far as man is concerned. Now, there are things that I need to say about that. Is the reason I've not objected to the complaint about particulates in the upper atmosphere is because there is a problem with heavy metal and pollutants that are being put into the environment that are very dangerous. A lot of these chemicals are leading to false estrogens being put into the environment that leads to effeminization of species. You can look at the work of MIT scientists under a book called Our Stolen Future, which really gets into that whole aspect. But these issues are also important. As stewards of the planet, we need to be concerned about these things as good stewards. However, attributing the climate change to man is a red herring. It is not the nature of it. It's a very different situation. We just touched on the subject a little bit today. We'll get into that perhaps a little bit more in our next time we're on, and that'll be the fourth hour on July 20th. And this has been Nick Begich, and you're listening to InfoWars. And please check out my website, earthpulse.com. And remember, support Alex Jones, support this network and the good people behind it. And that's the way we change the world, one step at a time. Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Nick Begich signing off.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.